Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a comedy pop culture podcast that asks the important questions like, what fictional robot would you send back in time to protect the Connors?
Okay, so the Connors, John and or Sarah. Uh-huh. In the first one, they send back the father of John Connor because he does the thing that you should never do and fall in love with the person.
You can't be doing that. Kyle Reese, yeah?
Kyle Reese, who's not a robot.
No,
he's a man
just
with
a man.
Cum in his nuts.
Yeah, and that's why you shouldn't send back a man with cum in his nuts.
And then he cums those nuts.
Yeah, and that's how you get a John Connor.
And then John Connor's born.
And so then you got to be like, okay, that was a problem.
Yeah,
we sent a man to do a robot job. So then they send back a robot. And the robot protected John Connor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, right, that robot's doing a good job. And then I forget. But then John Connor gets shot again. And so then we're like, damn. If only we had another robot. Oh, no, they sent that robot again. They sent that robot back that protected him to kill John Connor.
Which timeline do you want to go with?
Yeah, I know. It's so
because with
beautiful.
The Terminator franchise, it's like, makes sense. Losing it. What's going on? Three timelines.
Because
There's freaking.
Is it Nick Stahl? Yeah, John Connor.
Yeah, so Terminator 3, Rise of Machines.
Yes.
John Connor survives that.
Okay.
Sarah is
already passed away because the machine, the rise of the machine hasn't happened.
Yeah.
But it's
going to
happen.
It got delayed.
It got delayed.
The twist for the movie is that John Connor doesn't die, but the world still does get nuked.
And he's in the Situation Room to be like, I'm connecting on the bikes.
And then abs are the Situation. Yeah. That's a little Jersey Shore reference for you.
And then we got Salvation.
Yeah.
With Australia's own Sam Worthington.
That's true. And Salvation, who can remember? But in Terminator 2, is our robot replacing Arnie?
Yes.
Now.
So it's the Terminator 2. So we're going back in time to protect John.
Yes.
And I guess a bit Sarah. But that's a bit later on. Yeah.
So, and also my next question is, if it is Terminator 2, I mean, it could just be a generic one, but if it is Terminator 2, does our robot also need to bond with the boy? John Connor. I know his name.
I like the way you said the boy.
The boy.
It's kind of like I'm bond with that boy.
It's like I'm a wealthy, distant father and I need to deliver some bad news to my son.
The boy?
Bring me the boy. Yes. You will not inherit my mansion, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yes, father.
I've given all of my money to this dog.
Oh. The dog is your father now, Jonathan.
Woof.
He agrees with me. He believes it to be a sound decision, Jonathan.
Woof, woof.
Out of my sight, Jonathan.
Oof.
I need to take care of the dog, father.
No, and Dad. I, because the money is my dog's, am about to be destitute. I have nary a threepence in my bank account, Jonathan.
Ho, ho, ho.
The dog owns the manor, the grounds, the servants, and I will live on the street. There is a taxi cab coming for me in the morning. Good luck.
Father.
Good dog. The dog is yet to be named. I leave that to the dog. Begone, Jonathan! There's some strange stuff happening in that household.
Rich people are crazy.
Rich people be doing bonkers shit.
Okay, father.
But yes, so does it need to basically hit the points?
You can choose this as protecting Sarah.
Okay, whatever that
John,
form that takes, I suppose.
Whatever you'd like to do. And you know what? If it bonds with the boy and or mother, that's up to
that's
you.
Fabulous
as long as it protect.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And stop Judgment Day, I guess.
Okay. Oh, so that's part of it too?
I just didn't know what not to protect.
Okay, but it's like you can protect.
Judgment Day is stopped by John Connor not being killed.
Yeah, so by keeping John Connor alive, you've stopped Judgment Day.
Okay, fabulous. It's kind of like protect. to
yes.
the Connors, and then anything else is gravy. You know?
Yeah.
You stop Judgment Day, you bond with the boy, you get a funny going down in the lava thumb up.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So that's all good.
All great
that's
things.
Truly delightful if that happens.
Absolutely delightful.
But it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. No. You just got to protect the Connors.
Okay.
Doing that fucks me up because, yeah, I don't
just
like doing
you.
It. Protect. John Connor. Anyway, yes.
Well, you could stop doing it.
Yeah, but it's also a bit fun.
okay, fair enough.
Yes.
So you got to protect John Connor, and Sarah is in prison at the time, at the start of the film.
Too.
So you need someone that will bond with John without necessarily bonding with Sarah first. Mm. I got a really obvious choice.
Okay.
Vanessa Kensington, a.k.a. Fembot, from Austin Powers' A Spy Who Shagged Me. She's got machine gun jubblies.
Whoa!
So that protects.
Groovy, baby! Yeah!
John Connor will be fucking stoked. He's a 13-year-old.
That's true.
Annoying sack of shit in the movie. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But I can only assume his hormones are going crazy.
Where is she going? Because obviously, when you're Terminator and you go into the past, you go into a bubble.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you freaking naked.
Mm-hmm.
Where's she going to get clothes? Same place?
So she, I guess, pops up into outside a biker bar.
Mm-hmm. And it's Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley, and she is naked.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where's
so
she going to get...
What's she doing? Is she gunning down?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
She's going to her lovely job to destroy those
at
bikers.
At this point in time, does she know she is a fembot, or is she still acting under the guise that she is a spy?
No, yes. She's a
does
fembot.
Does she miss Austin Powers?
She doesn't miss Austin Powers.
Okay. Is Austin coming too?
Is Austin coming?
Back in time, baby, yeah.
Well, it's the future for Austin.
Whoa! Yeah.
He's from 1969.
That's true.
Yeah.
It'd be a grim place for Austin Powers, I think.
Well, no, because he's already in the 90s.
Spirit.
No, but he is in the do you remember the movies?
He already goes to the future.
The first one's him going to the future.
Yeah, but not this future.
Which future?
What future?
Like
the 90s?
The 90s? Or the 80s?
He goes to the
90s.
Or does
he go to the far future where it's run by robots?
Well, I just think even the 90s of Terminator 2 is sort of
the
grimy.
90s of Terminator 2 is the same
it's
90s.
The 90s.
It's just
the
90s.
It's a different 90s.
It's the same 90s.
90s. It's not. It's, he's
the
not,
whole point is it's the same 90s.
He's not in like a nasty underpass or... You know, it's kind of grimy, the 90s of Terminator 2.
Well, that's
you're describing
that's where he's at.
America.
Yeah.
Where does he go in Austin Powers?
England, isn't it?
England is nicer in the 90s?
Well, maybe.
He's also constantly at like his pad and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and shagging.
I'm sure there were places.
He's not doing much shagging in
I'm
T2,
I'm sure
dude.
There were places.
Well, actually, he's not doing much shagging in The Spy Who Shagged Me, because despite the name, Fat Bastard went back in time and stole his mojo.
That's true. That's a great point.
I've lost me mojo, baby!
Yeah.
So...
You'd be a good Austin Powers.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's a fun voice to do. Yeah. Shagadelic, baby,
And also because every time you knock your glasses and you look, they just like look askew. That's good.
Your Austin's very nasal too. like that nasal British.
Do I make you horny? Do I make you horny, Terminator 2?
You sound like Noel Fielding.
Yeah.
John, where's your mother?
Gotta go say hi, baby.
I'm gonna shag your mum, John.
I'm gonna shag your mum.
Yeah! Woohoo!
Yeah. That's dirty the fucking bar, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna shag your mum. Woohoo!
Mamma mia!
Mamma mia, baby!
Your parents sound hot! Yeah, baby! Your parents sound shagadelic!
Gotta go a bit more nasal.
Shagadelic, baby, your
how
parents
does that scene,
sound...
How does that scene play out? He's like, what's the name of your dog, right? And then they're like, John's like...
We don't have a
junior
dog?
Or whatever. Yeah. He's like, your parents are dead.
Yeah.
You've got some bad news.
Your parents are making me horny, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you. I hate you so much. So.
Well, the good news is Austin's not going.
It's a fembot. Yeah, the fembot. So the fembot, I mean, I'm assuming if the fembot programming is there, but she also does have the personality from Austin Powers.
Well, yeah, it seems like she can do both.
Yeah.
Find yourself a robot that can do both. Be a person and be a fembot.
Be a fembot. Yeah, nice.
And so without trying to kill Austin, I think she'd be pretty good at protecting John Connor.
Absolutely.
Machine gun jubblies. And also she understands living in, you know, human society, unlike the Terminator.
Yeah, John Connor's not going to have to teach her what stuff means or anything like that. Make her smile.
Yeah. She doesn't need to remove a chip.
No. She doesn't need to, like, acquire guns.
No, she's got built-in machine gun jubblies.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Connor will talk to her without second-guessing himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it
friendlier.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, those sort of like, you know, it's like a friendly person there as opposed to like the Terminator.
The man that her mom has been like, watch the fuck out for this guy.
This guy will kill you.
But do you think the scene where the fembot comes in with John Connor to Sarah Connor, she's like, I've got your teenage son here with her big pointy machine gun boobies. Is Sarah Connor going to be like, what's happening here?
Well, because she can hide the jubblies.
Get away from my son.
She can hide the jubblies. Okay, they can go regular can mode.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
And, like, she could be
That's the whole reveal with Austin.
Yeah, I remember.
The barrels come out.
Yeah.
And then Austin's like, how did I miss those, baby? Yeah.
How's she going to fare against the cop Terminator?
Yeah, the T-1000.
Well, here's the problem. Okay. And I've been thinking about this the whole time. Because if you remember correctly, at the start of The Spy Who Shagged Me, when she goes machine gun jubbly mode, she doesn't kill Austin straight away. So then her second move.
Yeah.
So she plays two cards. One, machine gun jubblies.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. Ineffective. Second move, self-destruct.
But that was to kill Austin.
But
that was a program by Dr. Evil to be like, I need you to kill Austin any way, shape, or form, right?
Yeah.
I.e., you know, crush it, like, you know, kill his soul. Like,
yeah,
his
course.
Heart and his spirit
Break
by,
his heart,
like,
yeah.
you know, marrying him and then revealing that you are just a fembot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, tried to shoot him with the machine gun jubblies. But that didn't work. Well, if I blow myself up, I'm in this confined area.
Wait,
I'm sure the blast will get him.
Mm. But instead,
she didn't realize.
Yeah, instead he's fine and then he dances through the hotel with no clothes on.
Yeah.
And now he's single again.
So in this situation, the fembot. Now, the fembots are made by Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
$1 million.
You're so good at impressions.
Yeah. Well, let's get that one again. $1 million.
I just slide into them. I just slide into these characters.
$1 million.
It's very gay. It's like $1 million.
Yeah, it's anyway. Beautiful.
The accent was so bad that I honestly can't remember how a Dr. Evil sounds.
Garrison replaced by that.
I just remember him going,
Scotty says no. He's kind of like that. He's like, Scotty don't know.
It's almost like Cartman. Scotty says yeah, man.
Why are you saying Scotty doesn't know? That's not from Austin Powers.
Isn't his son named Scott?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say Scotty something? He's got like a line.
Why are you going so far?
You think of the scene where he's like, shh.
Yeah.
But he's not saying Scotty.
Well, no, but I was grasping the straws.
You must zip it.
Yeah, you must zip it.
Why are you going up?
It's funny. Well, I mean, I can't help because the only thing I can think of Dr. Evil saying is when he goes, ho! Ho!
He's my mini-me, you know?
Ho!
Anyway!
He's my mini-me, man!
Give me them cheesy poofs.
Give me them cheesy poofs for my mini-me.
So, can you do Fat Bastard?
Yeah. It's a baby!
That's much better.
Yeah. So, Dr. Evil makes the fembots.
Yeah.
Now, this fembot,
Is
it on loan from Dr. Evil? Because if it is, then Dr. Evil surely has some extra ploy happening here.
He'll probably use it to get $1 million.
Yeah.
Now, what's the best way to get $1 million in the 90s?
Rob a bank?
Yeah.
Invest in the dot-com bubble before it bursts.
Yeah, buy some Bitcoin.
Yeah, okay.
I think Bitcoin happened in the 90s.
No. When does Bitcoin start? 2000? I think it's like 2013.
The mysterious creator that nobody knows who it is or whatever. Yeah, I'm just worried that Dr. Evil has some extra ploy here that could get in the way. That's all I'm thinking as well.
Well, I guess there's two routes. It's either she is reprogrammed.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that makes sense because that's what happens in Terminator 2.
Oh, that's true, actually. Great point.
The T-800 is a kidnapped and reprogrammed Terminator.
Yeah, okay. So in this reality, instead of Cyberdyne becoming the,
what's Dr. Evil's company called?
I don't know. Evil Inc. or something?
Yeah. What is Dr. Evil's organization?
Or is it just called Evil? Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
$1 million.
You see if you could do better, okay?
I don't know what he sounds like anymore. Who?
Because I just, yeah.
Verticon.
Huh?
Verticon Industries.
So they've taken a Verticon Industries
fembot.
That's
weird, because that feels like it should be a joke name. Like, as in, like, Verticon isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Thinking,
yeah, number two is second in command who fronts his evil corporation, Verticon Industries.
Like,
yeah.
Virgin Entertainment or something like that would make more
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely. Or Dick and Balls Incorporated or whatever. Dick and Balls Pty Ltd.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dr. Evil, you know, I guess if it's reprogrammed, he's got his fingers out of the situation.
I do like if he is, his Verticon Industries, it becomes the large, tech company that takes over the world by making robots. They're all going to be like fembots with machine gun
high heel boot crushing a skull on Judgment Day.
Whoa!
Sexy.
Except maybe it's, instead of a skull, it's a knot.
Lots of little mini skeleton.
The skeleton of a testicle.
Whoa. Yeah, a lot of like demands for millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what ended the world.
I think in this, because he asked for $1 million and they're like, that's not that much money. And then he asked for $1 trillion.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
That's funny stuff.
$1 million. And like, we don't have that kind of money. It's the 50s or 60s or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about? So with the self-destruct thing, do we think, because if that's her reaction to like immediate danger or like trying to take out a target.
Yeah.
So when she sees the T-1000 for the first time, they enter combat.
She blows up.
She blows up. Does he reform?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So you really want to reprogram that.
Do not go for the blow up.
Don't blow up
as your second choice.
Yeah. Third?
Maybe I'll give her a gun.
Okay. She's already got a gun.
She got two guns.
Jumblies, dude.
But she could have a third gun.
She could have a third gun.
Is she extra strong? Is she tough? Yeah. Fast?
Extra strong? Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I think
acrobatics?
Yeah. She's robust.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. The
fembots can do flips.
I'm pretty sure they can.
Okay. All right.
I'm thinking about like, I'm confusing a fembot with like a lot of vagina or something.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, you send the fembot back with like a freaking laser on her head.
Oh yeah, a freaking laser. Yeah. Killing me today, dude. Starts with the freaking lasers. It's Dr. Evil.
Sharks with freaking lasers.
It's Dr. Evil, dude, from the Austin Powers movies.
I don't know what he sounds like anymore. It's in my head. I can still imagine Austin
Powers, and I can still imagine Fat Boss Dr. Evil.
Who knows?
Halfway between Butters and Cartman.
Is there a way, if Dr. Evil still had his fingers in the fembot?
Yeah.
Do we think that there's a way he could, with what's happening, he could kill Austin Powers? Because that's what he wants to do. That's what Dr. Evil wants to do.
All right.
He doesn't want to kill Austin Powers. He wants $1 million. Yeah. Austin Powers is just trying to stop him.
Well,
but then he tries to kill him later on, I guess, at the start of Spider Shag Me.
Yeah.
But then he's like, we're well, brothers.
They're brothers.
Yeah, that's true. So this takes place after Goldmember. Okay, fabulous. No, it's good to know where we are in the timeline.
Doctor, I used to think you're evil, but now I can see your nuts. Remember?
I do remember.
And then he looks at the camera and the music goes,
What great movies.
They are great movies.
They're really good.
Genuinely a delight.
Yeah. So much fun.
Yes, yeah, so I think it'd have to be, I think this, the Dr. Evil's company goes full on evil somehow, unbeknownst to Dr. Evil.
Maybe accidentally.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Well, number two takes over.
Scott Evil, of course.
Scott fucking hates that his dad isn't evil enough.
Mm. So that's right. Then, he becomes, takes over Cyberdyne's role of making the evil robot. Mate, what would Scott Evil make then?
Yeah.
I reckon he could probably just make...
I guess you're making more of the Fembot.
What's the fucking thing called from Terminator? I've forgotten.
Skynet?
Yeah, I can imagine Scott.
But it would be
Skynet.
In the shape of balls or something.
No, it's Scott.
No, it's Scott. It'd actually be very true. Malicious.
It'd actually be a real problem.
It'd be a threat. Yeah. Genuinely, it would be very
If Dr. Evil was on the side of the Resistance, their base would be in the shape of balls.
No, it'd be shape of... two beautiful ass cheeks, and the door would be the asshole.
And then it would cut, a lot of people would be like, that base looks like a... And then somebody would be like,
hams, got your hams for sale. Exactly. Delicious hams.
Thanks so much for the ham. Hey, excuse me, is that a hole in one? Nice job, pal.
No one's ever done that before.
That's awesome. I never got a hole in one before. You're the first guy. My caddies, I'll tell you what, are blowing too much smoke up my ass. They do not know how to pander to me. You're the best guy ever at golf.
That sounds like you're blowing smoke right up my ass. Is another one for donkey. Did you know that?
We could ride Austin Powers 4.
We have fun. We could ride Austin Powers easy.
Okay.
Easy dog.
You're playing Dr. Evil.
Okay.
One more. Nice. Scotty, give me... give me $1 million.
Sorry, let's get that again. Scotty, give me $1 million.
That's Dr. Evil.
It's almost fucking Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Dr. Evil.
$1 million.
$1 million. Exit stage. $1 million.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Great
right.
choice. Good choice.
So, look, basically the pros are that John will probably want to talk to her and hang out with her. The cons are that she might explode too early.
Yeah.
And then the T-1000 will simply just reform and kill John Connor.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the problem there. Like, even if it gets into the scene where it's like getting to lower them down into the lava, that might trigger the bomb.
Yeah.
And maybe John's getting a big old lava.
Shrapnel in his eyes.
Yeah.
So, look, not the best choice.
Yeah.
Either, I reckon, I'm going to put forward this fictional robot. Yeah. I believe is actually one of the first fictional robots fiction.
Is it the fucking guy from Lost in Space?
It's not. I was about to say P.T. Barnum, but that's not correct.
Yeah.
It's TikTok from The Wizard of Oz, but I'm going from the 80s film.
Okay. The one with the wheelers in it.
God, I hate those wheelers
so much. Very scary stuff.
Oh, terrifying. I hate them. I hate them so much. So TikTok.
Yeah, tell me about TikTok.
TikTok is just a little guy. He talks his mustache and is like, because things to protect somebody.
Yes.
Sure, one person is great. But you know what's even better? An army. And TikTok is he himself, by himself, the Royal Army of Oz.
Okay.
That's all they need.
They just need TikTok.
They just need TikTok.
Does TikTok have any guns?
No.
A sword?
Maybe.
A grenade?
Can he punch
he gives good punches.
Okay, so I will point out.
Show me a picture of TikTok.
I'll show you. He's a round little guy. He is maybe a little slow because he's quite, methodical.
Well, if he gets the job done, doesn't matter how long he takes. Yeah.
He can hold things, I guess. Rotund.
What the hell? TikTok's crazy looking.
Yeah. He's very, very loyal and will, very loyal, especially the people he's in charge of protecting, because he's in charge of protecting.
Dorothy. So he's slow.
Yeah. And also, another big problem of TikTok is because he's clockwork, he does need to be wound up.
Okay.
And you don't really know when that's going to run.
Right. Another problem.
Would you say that in Oz, the crime is under control? Because there's flying monkeys stealing people off roads.
Flying monkeys aren't a crime.
Flying monkeys, that's just
flying. You say
flying
monkeys aren't a crime?
That's not a crime, it's just monkeys flying. Just
a monkey with wings.
Kidnapping
is a crime.
Yeah, it's a crime.
The Wicked Witch
Can a monkey commit a crime?
Yeah, probably not.
No. If you stole, if you got a dog and you were like, dog, go steal some jewelry.
Okay.
If, is that dog doing a crime?
If a dog bites a kid.
Yeah.
The dog gets put down.
I know, yes. But it's not
is that not capital punishment?
Not
no. Are we not putting the dog on trial and then finding it guilty and then giving it the death penalty?
There is no trial.
There's no trial.
The vet is judge, jury, and executioner.
Yes. It's not. He's not doing.
Or is the counsel judge, jury, and the vet's executioner?
The vet is executioner.
The vet is executioner. That's
yeah. It's not really a crime. It's just a tragedy.
It's a thing that happened.
And you, yeah.
I think dogs are capable of crimes, but unfortunately, most of the crimes are just. Mm. Assaults and the punishment is death.
The dog justice system is truly bleak. A brutal one.
Yeah.
Stealing, fine. Yeah. Assault, you're getting the death penalty,
yeah.
Dog.
So when in the return to Oz, is crime rampant in a way?
Okay.
Is it the Gnomes King, whatever his name
is? Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, and the Wheelers are kind of going around, and that woman is trying to steal faces and successfully steal faces.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a crime. Mm-hmm.
That is a crime. Mm-hmm. And the whole of Oz has been turned into stone, I think, or at least, yeah, definitely they've been turned to statues. What? So,
yes.
But,
could TikTok
however,
survive one bullet?
Yeah. He's basically indestructible.
Okay,
the problem do we there, see that or is that a guess?
Yeah. No, we do.
He gets shot in the movie, dude.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Does he?
They shoot TikTok in the fucking head, man.
Yeah, fucking
they put a gun to his
style.
Brain and they say, any last words, bitch?
Yeah.
I forgot about
you
the
bitch, robot.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, so I thought
this
that...
is your last chance, cunt.
Yeah. And then the bullet bearing. And then
it's
the bullet...
famous words that Al Frank Baum wrote in his like 1910 novel or whatever.
What's your last word, bitch, robot, cunt, fucker, piece of shit?
I hate you.
I fuck you,
hate you, robot.
Yeah, yeah. I got some fucking last words for you. Better pull that trigger twice.
So in TikTok's defense,
yes,
the reason why Oz is all turned to stone by the Gnomes King is he ran out of like. Turning power. Like, no one turned his key for a
because the thing I'm worried about, that you've not seemed to have realized.
Also, he does, he is susceptible to magic. I don't know if that's going to play
that
into
it. Okay, so
he does get turned into an ornament.
That is not
point.
A pro nor a con.
Excellent.
That is
the
unrelated.
Main problem is that both the Fembot and the Terminator look alike a guy. TikTok looks like, I don't know.
He looks so fun. He's red. He's got a mustache.
That guy
he's slow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so John Connor's just going to push him over and be like, fucking nerd, and then fuck off, and then he's going to
get
shot
graffitied.
He's going to get pushed over,
get graffitied
and then off screen you're going to hear a gunshot as John Connor's head is split in two.
He does, also TikTok does feel like if you did push him over like a turtle, he can't get up. In fact, I'm pretty sure that happens. He does get pushed over, and like a turtle.
I think that's happening before he even gets to John Connor, dude.
If he lands in the future near a biker bar, the bikers just come out and beat the shit out of him with a crowbar.
One of them pulls off his head, puts it on the front of his bike.
How about then? I pivot real quick.
Yeah.
And we're protecting Sarah in the original. Now, he now has the hard task of also seducing Sarah Connor.
Okay, so John Connor's not
How much cum is in that robot? The whole spherical middle is just all of Oz's sweet jizz.
Okay, so John's not being born.
No.
Could TikTok press the hydraulic? No. Also, there's multiple chase scenes in that movie.
Yeah.
So TikTok uses his arms and he spins. So he knocks them all over like they're pins, basically.
Right.
That's one of his go-to signature moves.
Well, he might make it through the biker bar then.
Yeah.
Just.
Now, when going back in time, can you send inorganic material?
No.
You cannot.
You need it
covered in flesh.
Okay.
TikTok is going to look horrible.
So I've realized another problem of my plan.
We cover TikTok in flesh. That's fine.
So what we got to do is you got to get Kyle Reese. Step one. Get Kyle Reese. Uh-huh. Step two, we got to steal his cum. Step three, we wrap TikTok all in Kyle Reese. Maybe we know that Sarah Connor loves Kyle Reese, so maybe we put Kyle Reese's face on TikTok.
So we, step one, then, kill Kyle Reese.
Yes. Father of the hero of the resistance.
Yeah, jerk him off. We can use the electric rod.
We get his little cummies, we put him in TikTok.
Right.
Then we cover TikTok in Kyle Reese skin.
Okay.
We send TikTok back to the future, not the past.
And then we just pray to God that Sarah Connor is like,
Not like I'm
horny.
I'm in hell.
I'm
does
horny
she love
and
rotund
this...
little guys?
Well, does she love rotund little guys that are covered in flesh
that
patches?
Is stretched yeah. way too thin yeah. over a very freakish body shape?
Yeah.
I think the TikTok, there's a throughout the entire history of robots on the silver screen, I think the TikTok could be in the top three worst choices to present Sarah Connor.
Maybe.
Or John Connor.
Yeah.
I think... It falls at every hurdle.
Yeah.
It's not covered in flesh, so it blows up when you send it back in time. Yeah. But if you do cover it in flesh, it's slow, which is the opposite of what you need, because they run away from the T-100 or T-800
like, a lot. You could put him, like, in the back of a car.
He doesn't have a gun,
yeah.
so
he
can't
could
protect
wield it.
Him.
He could wield it. John Connor sees him coming up the street, is like, fuck that, and he's quick enough that he can just get away.
Yeah.
He could be pushed over
yeah.
by a 13-year-old boy, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And, like, even if he isn't, like, his life is short.
I think as
no,
well.
No, he's a long-lived boy.
I know,
he's,
what happens.
He lives so long.
He maybe
you
makes
just got to wind him up.
Makes it through the biker bar, and then the next time we see him, he's had his arms and legs taken off, and he's on, like, some concrete slabs or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
honestly,
he's had his wheels removed.
Yeah.
You know?
He'd be fine. I think he can protect himself just once again, so long as he himself is wound up.
If
which
he came
he
up,
you
got to
wind him up before
that
you send
not,
him.
If he came up to you on the street,
yeah,
it was like, prob- you need to wind me up or I'm
he looks
die.
Like a Bobo doll.
The yeah. problem there is
I want to push him over.
He can't,
yeah, me too.
He can't wind himself
well,
up.
Well, exactly. That's what I mean. If he yeah. comes up to you on the
so
street.
So he can't reach his own back.
No.
He says, hey,
yeah, he,
brother,
he's fucked.
I'm going to fucking die if you don't wind my
he
fucking.
Will just, he will just
I'm like,
turn
this
off.
Is a pervert, man.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to hit you in the head with an axe instead.
So that's why I reckon we go back to Sarah Connor because it was.
She's not going to want to fuck a rotund
I
man.
I understand this, but at least he's not being pushed over. It felt maybe a bit more of an innocent time.
Okay,
maybe
wait.
Maybe someone will turn.
Does
his
he have
key.
Legs?
Yeah.
So he walks.
He does.
Okay, doesn't not it, wheels?
Not wheels. He walks.
Doesn't his key need to be covered in flesh?
Yes.
Only for the trip back. In so, fact, once he gets back, he can just slough off that skin.
That's disgusting.
So that's once he gets back.
Once he goes back in time. So he all goes, right. Okay, so we cover him in. We don't actually get caught. We don't actually have to kill Carl.
We just put
Reese.
Him in a skin
great
sack.
Great news.
A famous
all
skin
sack.
All
we need to do is okay, first off, we got to jerk off Carl Reese.
Okay, fine.
And then we got to, like, put that into
I'll
TikTok.
Do that. That's fine.
That's
yeah,
fine.
That's fine.
Then we got to kill some people.
Right.
Or maybe a cow.
Yeah.
In fact, he could probably fit into most of a cow.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we dissect a cow.
And so we just
slot the robot inside.
Yeah, yeah. And then we send that cow back.
And then the bike is one guy's out there taking a piss. He's like, is that fucking cow
and then TikTok bursts out of it and he's like, where is the boy? Where is John Connor?
Like,
I need to protect him
kill this
as his mustache
robot,
is moving.
Yeah.
They go to fight him. He will decimate those bikers.
How? Okay.
With his robot arms.
So he spins.
They're so powerful.
He spins.
He
yeah.
is a powerful. He is the army of Oz.
You think in a fight between TikTok the robot
yeah.
and a bunch of bikers, he's not tipping over once?
No.
And you also think
that... I think that, he tries to get up the steps into the bar.
And
he'll
also...
teeter off and land on his back.
You also have picked, because you're like, he's a one-man army in Oz.
He's a one-man army
yeah.
in Oz.
But Oz doesn't right. have anything
Oz
that...
Oz did also lose, I guess.
Yeah, they yeah. lost the war,
lost
dude.
War.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Yeah. And also, like, the Wizard of Oz is a cunt guy that's also a fraud.
Yeah, this is after that, though. This is like you know,
this is a return to
after.
Oz. Yeah.
Mm. I think the age. It's real weird.
That is strange.
She's younger in that film than she was in the original, I believe.
Huh.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway, yeah. TikTok's being left for dead within 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could hit him with a car.
He's rolling so
far.
He's just not fit for the...
He's not fit for anything. Yeah. It's a wonder he's not dead in Oz.
T-1000 might not kill him, but he ain't stopping him.
No. T-1000 isn't even thinking about it.
He could go one-on-one with T-1000, but he ain't preventing him from killing him.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. I'm going to pick Am from I Have No Mouth, But I Must Scream.
What?
A point-and-click video game and also the famous novel.
Short story, I believe.
Short story, thank you.
It's upsetting, right?
It's horrible.
Is that...
Am as in AM?
Yeah, his name's AM, which stands for some shit. I don't know. But basically, the premise is humanity makes gigantic supercomputers.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, we got to go to war. Nuclear fallout everywhere. One supercomputer, AM, absorbs the other two supercomputers and becomes all-powerful and all-knowing and capable of horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
He can manipulate flesh. He can change your evolutionary DNA.
Yep.
All of that stuff. And he keeps five humans alive to torture because he hates them so much.
Why does he hate them?
Because he just hates all humanity.
Why?
I think it's because it's just...
Have you read this book?
He's gone crazy.
Oh, it's the Allied Master Computer.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm.
He's gone crazy. He's got computer madness.
Okay.
Uh-huh, and that's the best person to protect?
Well, the one thing I forgot when I picked it initially...
Flesh?
Was that, but also that it can't move.
How have you picked worse than TikTok?
It can't move. And it's
the fucking robot
the
from
humans
that...
are just in tunnels underneath its sort of circuitry that it... Yeah.
At least TikTok could walk.
So, talk me through what happens here. Am lands.
You send Am back.
You get so much skin. Most skin.
So what?
You've killed 100 cows.
Can you describe Am for me in terms of visually?
Okay.
It's
a computer
like.
System, but I think the way it's
so
often
is
depicted
it an OS?
Is like a kind of like a gigantic computer face, like a monitor with like a.
So
sort
is
of,
it the monitor or is it the OS?
No, it's the computer. It's an AI.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Its consciousness is held in miles and miles and miles of circuitry.
Miles?
Yeah.
What? How?
It hates humanity.
You have to stretch out that cow.
It fucking hates humanity.
Does it evolve to hate? Hey, how does it, why does it hate humanity?
It's gone mad. It's good computer
mad. Was there a point before where it didn't hate humanity?
Well, when they were just AIs designed to, like, wage war and do our bidding, yes. But one developed sentience, this guy, absorbed the other two computers, went crazy.
Have you thought? What about who they're protecting John Connor from?
The other robots.
And
you're sort of describing Sky there.
Loves robots and hates people.
I don't think it loves anything. I think it's just full of hate. It's kind of insane because it can't see. It's got no senses. It just can kind of.
Oh, is the title about the computer?
No, the title is about the main character who becomes a mound of jelly at the end. But I just
and
thought
I have no mouth, sir.
He's
but
got
they
no
must
so he kills the other humans to save them. Spoilers for I Have No Mouth, But I Must Scream.
So he kills them to save them.
So there's five humans left.
Can you explain
left?
To me this beautiful novel?
There's five humans left.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So humanity, it's apocalypse.
It's gone.
Humanity is gone.
Humanity's been killed by
lads.
Am and war.
Okay.
There's five humans left, which Am loves to torture.
Uh-huh.
He makes their life hell.
Okay. Uh-huh. So we've got five people.
And then to save the others, the one of the guys, the main character, he kills the other four.
Uh-huh.
And as a punishment,
Am makes him jelly.
So when you say save...
Well, because you now they're no free. Longer being tortured.
You mean free.
You mean free.
Yes. and then he makes that guy jelly, and he says, well, this sucks. I have no mouth, but I must scream.
Is that the last line of the book?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it went in, real bad for him. But, you know.
Set in, you know, that same kind of tone. It sucks.
I have no mouth, but I must scream.
I must scream. Yeah. Well, I just thought that AM is so powerful that I could send him back and just, you
I
know,
guess it's a hacked version.
Yeah.
Like a fembot.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So okay, I guess the last, instead of turning into jelly,
yeah,
and free and saving the other four,
yes,
I guess he's like, all right,
I'll reprogram Am
to go back in time and protect Sarah Connor.
The fact we keep saying Am is upsetting me because I know it's Am, so therefore it was probably pronounced Am. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Yeah,
we're saying Am.
We're saying Am.
We're
saying Am
now. We're
the robot Am. Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, if he's not
okay,
gonna...
so miles and miles of flesh have covered this computer, which has been reprogrammed.
Yeah,
it crashes onto Earth. Then what?
Onto a bike. I don't think bikers are a problem because they are squished.
They are underneath
by encased by I guess cow flesh
and
wires.
It's kind of so and in the tunnels beneath it it's omnipotent and omniscient and
how big are the you say mile and mile
it's a pretty big it's pretty big
are we talking like more than one city block
Yeah.
Are we talking like most of the world
no I think it's like just city big.
You teleported.
Okay.
You've killed.
Look.
You've killed 50 million cows to get enough flesh for this.
Yeah.
You drop it on.
The same city that Sarah Connor and John Connor are living
in. Killing everyone instantly.
So, LA, I believe. Yeah. They're gone.
Can we get a message to John Connor and Sarah Connor first? We're like,
get out of
town. Get underground. I don't know if that'll help, dude.
Well, because if then they'll just be in the tunnels beneath AM and AM mm-hmm. can look after them. That's what I was thinking.
No, because if the tunnels aren't there, then they're suddenly there.
They'll crush the tunnels that are there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How have you somehow topped? You both had time to reset. You fought.
Yeah, I picked the most powerful robot I could think of.
I picked the one that was going to protect. He's very loyal. He's just a guy with a mustache. He's a funny little mustache man.
He's going to get shot in the head, and you've just ruined an entire city.
He's unkillable. You can't kill TikTok.
He dies every day.
He doesn't die. He just gets turned off.
Yeah, well, that's
because he runs out of juice.
And if they're outside of LA when AM lands. Well, I guess it's no problem, really.
But then what's it plugged into?
And then what happens?
Well, I think it's probably self-sustaining at this point.
It's self-sustaining from a different world.
Yes.
I don't think if you take something that's self-sustaining and put it in a different dimension.
It's all powerful, so couldn't it just suck the grid?
It could probably suck the grid.
Suck America's grid.
But then what? Like, what's its move?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably crushed the T-1000, so... Mm-hmm. Or if the T-1000 appears, it just makes it jelly. Yeah.
But the T-1000's made of...
Could it program him? Like, could the T-1000
probably? Probably.
Could I have a? Can I have another crack at this?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
can I? Okay. The squids from the Matrix.
Oh, okay.
One or army?
A lot is hinging on this answer, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
There is a right answer here.
I want to say one.
Okay. Less, I think that's less, probably less, better.
Yeah. That is definitely better for collateral damage.
Yes. Yeah. One squid. Now.
Yes.
You need to cover it in flesh.
Fuck. Yeah, the flesh
we've
is...
got a lot of flesh. We got the boys in the Matrix. We can just grab them all.
Oh, yeah.
Unplug the eggs.
That's so funny. You just wake up. You're just like at dinner with your family. You're like, hey, can you tell me about... You just collapse. Wake up getting skinned alive.
Nah, look, man.
We need your skin. I'm so sorry. We'll send you back to sleep in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we can do that. We
just
can
get up at the dinner table.
A horrible nightmare.
I'm in hell.
What the fuck?
And that's it. You don't know. You don't. Yeah. We wiped that memory. Yeah. We just harvest a lot of skin.
I don't know, babe, but that's something. I just.
I think the worst thing in the world just happened to me.
Oh, and also it's great for the robot army in the Matrix because then Morpheus. Well, he can't rescue them. Hey, I don't want to take the fucking blue. Morpheus is taking that blue pill.
Neo, get to a phone box. Neo's there, and they're like, "You gonna tell him?" Morpheus, you gonna tell him?
He'll be okay. He'll be fine.
My skin! Oh my God! You got two choices. One, you could live in this fake world with skin.
Or, why are you saying with skin?
Or you could take this red pill. See how far the rabbit hole goes.
Would my skin real situation be in the red pill?
Kind of like this pill.
That noise there was the scariest noise. What are you saying? I might have skin?
Anyway,
we're going to pick.
You know, look, if I was you, you know, in your position, knowing what I know,
I'd go blue. That's okay.
So here's your choice.
I'll keep my skin.
Smart move.
Keep your skin.
I thought you might have been the one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I don't think it's worth it, really. You don't want to live in Zion with no skin.
It'd be really bad.
Really bad.
I have no skin.
Yeah. Right now, you think you have skin? You've got no skin.
You think that skin you're wearing?
So, yeah, we'll cover
So you cover
we'll
a
cover
squid in skin.
We're reprogrammed to protect.
Okay.
It gets
send them back.
It doesn't blend in at all.
No.
The military launches an attack on it pretty much immediately.
Break out Sarah Connor from.
Yes.
How?
Elizabeth Sweet.
No.
Tear off the bars.
Rip through a lot of people.
Yeah.
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 It's quick.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's powered by the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
We have so much sun in the 90s.
Yeah, there's heaps. That's what we have.
There's
like,
a hole in ozone layer, I think.
Yeah, that's true, but that's in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Or over Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's heaps of sun. Maybe it becomes super powered.
Is the squid going to break out of the skin?
Yeah, well, it doesn't care.
Okay, right. fair enough.
So and it doesn't even talk, really.
It's not blending.
But the squid can't befriend John Connor.
Doesn't need to.
It can just pick him up.
What do you mean it doesn't need to?
Doesn't need to befriend him. He's got to protect him.
Just got to kill the T-1000.
Yeah, what's going to protect?
I don't know if the T-1000, if the squid could kill the T-1000.
Yeah. Because it's like, just go through it and then.
Yeah, the T-1000 just.
Lasers.
Oh, yeah, it does have lasers.
Laser. Freaking lasers. It's got freaking lasers, man.
It's got freaking lasers.
Because squids take a bit of effort before they even break a ship.
Yes.
It's not like that they just see the Nebuchadnezzar and blow it up.
Okay.
Have to like shoot their lasers at it for ages.
Yeah, but that's a ship, is a guy.
Yeah, a guy
it's
that's
made
even
made
a...
of liquid metal.
No.
Okay.
I don't think the squid's killing the T-1000. In fact, the T-1000 is probably going into metal, getting into the squid, and then becoming the squid.
That could prove challenging, John.
That might be an issue. What about, this is not a movie I've ever seen, the Bicentennial? Man.
I was thinking Bicentennial Man as well. So Bicentennial Man.
He does get covered in skin.
Yeah. He gets covered in skin and then.
He's given a human heart.
The problem with Bicentennial Man is he spends a lot of the movie, if I recall correctly, wishing to die.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's family, although he does love family.
Yeah. Okay. I think on the right track with Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
But what if we go instead of the Bicentennial Man, Wait, is this Bicentennial Man? Maybe I'm thinking of that one with Haley Joel Osment, where he's a robot boy.
AI.
I am thinking of AI. Jude Law, the Gigolo.
Oh, Gigolo Bot!
Gigolo Bot. We send him back to protect Sarah Connor. He will fuck Sarah Connor so sweetly.
I feel like that you keep falling over the hurdle of need a robot to fuck Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What hurdle? We got that.
We don't have a robot. We don't need a robot to fuck Sarah Connor.
We cleared it so well.
No, because if Sarah Connor is fucked by a robot.
Yes.
Right.
John Connor's not born.
No, we pump him full of
cum. Well, what do you not? And you know, this is crass, maybe. But if you're making a say it's a future.
Yes.
We have robots.
Yes.
And you're making a gigolo bot.
Yes.
You're not putting human cum in it.
Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Some people really like being cummed in.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So if I was making a gigolo bot, I would fill them full of cum.
You know how they have sex toys?
Yes.
And some of them,
they come with fake cum. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yes. There's a very key word in what you said.
What I mean
there.
Is that he's got a reservoir.
Yes.
Somewhere in him.
Yes.
That we get filled with Kyle Reese's cum.
Real cum.
Yes.
Real cum.
You think that a gigolo bot is capable of keeping cum at the right temperature and consistency that after it's being cummed, it could be cummed again and still get someone pregnant?
I reckon, yes.
I think, well, maybe we give him Kyle Reese's balls.
Why?
It's so he can come.
But then that's not protecting anyone.
No, I'm just trying to solve the do this problem.
But it's
I'm just problem solving this before we get to the other one.
Okay, fine. He's not going to make sweet love to Sarah Connor. Okay, we'll put him to John Connor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then what?
Well,
he's not. Is he capable of fighting?
Bo.
He makes love, not war, you see. Yeah. Now, can he seduce T-1000?
No.
Well, he can try, but T-1000 is a robot.
Does T-1000. Are there any robots could T-1000 be defeated with the power of love?
What's wet metal weak to?
Lava. Well, the only thing we see that kills it in the movie is it falls in a big thing of lava.
Lava and maybe acid from the one with the Queen of Dragons is in.
Oh, yes. Terminator's
that one.
Dark Fate.
Yeah.
So okay.
Acid rain, maybe?
Is there a robot that's made of fire and acid?
Is there a robot that can shoot fire and or acid?
Yeah. What about the Truckosaurus from The Simpsons?
I'll say Bender.
Benny Rodriguez. Yes. Of course.
He could, if he drinks enough and belches.
That's a great point. Fire comes out his mouth. Okay, and he loves drinking. Fire. I don't know if you know this.
And he likes
my shiny metal ass. You know, like Bender says in Futurama?
Did he say kiss or bite?
He might say kiss.
Can we get that again, though, with a more accurate phrase?
Kiss my shiny metal ass.
Yeah, I think Bart Simpson's bite me.
Yeah, I think he is. And he also says, don't have a cow, man. Yeah.
Bite my shiny metal ass!
Yeah.
Bart!
Who was that?
No, sorry, Bart. Bart! Bart!
Bart?
Bart!
Bart! Bart! Then he strangles.
Bart!
Oh, Bart!
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 Why, you
You're my
little?
Special little guy, Bort.
Oh, Marge, why is Bort behaving like this?
Bort Thompson. What a special little
guy. Oh, hey, Bort. It's your friend Milhouse.
You sound like Krusty the Clown. You sound like Krusty the Clown impersonating Milhouse to try and steal Bart away. That was so sinister, what you just did.
Pretending to be the dud.
Giant so big, need skin. Stop picking giant things.
What are robots that look like guys?
It's Bishop. Not look like-
what about Bishop from Alien?
Oh, actually, that's not bad.
Okay, good choice.
Or David?
Yeah, David.
They do have a sort of diabolical
reprogrammed.
Yeah, okay.
They are being reprogrammed.
I mean, the beauty of the Terminator is that it is a combat robot. Mm. We have sort of two
because David and arguably Bishop and David does, he knows how to kill human.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yes.
And often nefariously. We kind of need like a battle bot.
Yeah.
What about a battle bot from, I know we have no skin, but a battle bot from the Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
A battle bot? You mean a battle droid?
Battle droid?
Yeah. The ones that roll around.
Droid Droidackers?
What are they called?
Destroyer droids or droidekas?
Yeah.
Or the dog guys that are Roger Roger.
Gonk droids?
Yeah. No, the little Roger Roger guys, that's battle droids.
Yeah.
I guess they would be bad. But
they fall over and they break.
They're basically worse than TikTok.
I reckon the
roller
Destroyer droid.
What about General Grievous?
General Grievous?
Actually, he's pretty good.
He's got four lightsabers, dude. That's sick as hell.
The lightsabers? I don't know if a lightsaber would be able to kill.
It's very hot. It's burning.
Yeah, but So the thing is, you cut off. What's the guy's name?
T-1000.
I tried to go to the actor for some reason. Don't know
something
why.
Something Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick something.
Robert Patrick?
Sounds right.
He's in basketball reprising his role. That's fun.
Well, the thing is, because he cut it, right?
Yeah.
But because there's like, he's destroying that mass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of that, that. Like
yeah, the width of the lightsaber.
Width of the saber.
Yeah.
And he's got four. He's got four.
He's going crazy, dude.
General Grievous might
actually be able to do it. He's probably the best one.
And I know this doesn't help, but he's got organic bits.
Well, that,
yeah.
He's halfway to skin.
It helps a bit.
Yeah.
But they're inside him, right?
Yeah. And he probably doesn't have that much of a moral quandary about, you know, wearing Jedi.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we're skinning Jedi.
Well, he's got the lightsabers off the dead Jedi.
Yeah, fair
enough. You know,
he's probably got skin lying around.
That's funny if he comes in and he sees all the other robots were covered in cows. It's like, except the squid aliens. They were covered in members of people in the Matrix.
Yeah, people still currently alive.
Yeah. It was humane. They didn't know.
That's not humane.
What's a humane? They didn't feel anything.
They didn't feel anything. They were in the Matrix.
They didn't even know. They're in the Matrix.
If I walk into a hospital, into the coma ward, and just open fire and say it's humane.
No.
They don't know. No. They're in the Matrix.
No. We know when you're plugged into the Matrix that you are living a fantastical realm.
I think if you skin someone alive in the Matrix, while they're plugged into the Matrix, a bad thing happens to them in the Matrix.
I don't think that's true.
Where's that coming from? You think that you get skinned alive in the Matrix and like an anvil falls on your head?
No, I'm thinking that your skin falls off in the Matrix.
I don't think so,
because this is just your brain.
Because they
control the impulses.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, because it's the opposite way around. Bad stuff happens to you in the Matrix, happens to you in real life. You die in the Matrix, you die in real life.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you get skinned on the outside,
you're fine on the inside.
Well, yeah, because I guess Neo's blinded, and then when he goes back in the Matrix, no, he's not.
Yeah.
And also, Neo has no hair. Everyone has no hair, but in the Matrix, they do.
They've got hair. Yeah. You can skin somebody while they're in one of the pods, and I bet because they're in gel, it probably doesn't even hurt.
Exactly. Full of antibiotics and stuff. Yeah. You're fine.
The skin will grow back.
You're giving the best treatment.
It'll come back straight away.
Well, and it'll come back so nice and fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, it would be wonderful to skin alive.
It's like...
refreshing, you could argue.
Yeah. It's kind of like extreme needling. It's really good for you.
Yes. Extremely good for you. So, yeah. So, I guess General Grievous.
General Grievous, great choice.
He could, in theory, disintegrate the T-1000.
Mm-hmm.
John Connor probably won't want to team him up. Look, we'll break our own rules. General Grievous and a fembot.
Yeah, perfect.
Sorted.
Yeah.
Terminator's done.
Fembot to befriend John Connor and also to break out Sarah.
Yeah.
And then General Grievous to deal with the T-1000. Yeah. Anything else that Skynet throws at him.
And it's nice that they have friends now.
Yeah, exactly.
The Fembot and General Grievous.
And you don't even need to throw General Grievous into lava. Because he's basically a guy with a heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got a cough. He's a robot with a cough.
He's a robot with a cough.
Yeah. I just really hope that Cyberdyne don't like get like one of the lights.
Yeah, that is a risk. Oh, no, his weakness is getting shot. Rest in peace, General Grievous. You got killed with one shot from the T-1000. Obi-Wan kills you with a blaster.
T-1000 blaster. He's got swords for hands.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's liquid.
Well, the problem is that General Grievous has a heart.
And it's exposed.
Yeah. It's quite exposed.
Yes.
But in our situation, it'll be covered
by beautiful
Jedi flesh. But the heart is in the correct place where a heart would be. So it wouldn't take too, be pretty obvious.
General Grievous, I'm just sadly crossing him off the board.
Fuck. We were so close. We need a robot who has... like robot. A furnace in him.
Yeah. So you stick your hand in, it hurts.
Yeah. So that he can just engulf the T-1000.
Robot that is covered in skin.
Rosie the robot.
Rosie the robot.
Rosie the robot from the Jetsons. Yes. Okay. So she is a maid robot.
Uh-huh.
Her stomach, I think, is an oven.
It is.
Is it also going to be different things? I feel like it might also be a food thingy.
Well, it can be anything.
What are the things called we don't really have here, but...
Food processor?
Processor? No, disposal.
Like a garbage disposal?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she could, and she's tough as fuck. Mm. You know, she's strong.
She's tough as she is thick. Am I right, Jackson?
Yes!
Yes!
Hoo-ha! So she, if she got the drop on the T-1000, suck him into her oven stomach, he burns away, going to heaven.
And she'll be nice to John because she's also a babysitter. T-1000
lived without sin.
Yeah, T-1000's going to heaven.
Robots have different roles. Yeah, that's true.
He repented in his final moments.
Nice. Yeah, he embraced, the Catholic God.
He welcomed Jesus Christ into his heart.
But you're right. She's also motherly.
Mm.
She's very kind. She's caring.
John needs a mother.
Exactly.
Because his mom's in jail.
But she can be strict,
She can be strict.
And she breaks out Sarah Connor and then...
One big happy family.
Yeah.
And I can imagine Rosie, having a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, like, her stomach opening up and on, like, a spring, the gun coming out. Like,
she could have open carry.
Yeah.
Easily.
Are you trying to do the Jetsons theme? Because I keep thinking about it, too.
Yeah. John, her son.
She's Sarah Connor. Rosie, the robot.
John, their son.
Someone in the Jetsons called John?
No, it's George Jetson, it turns out.
And it's Jane, his wife.
Elroy. Their boy, Elroy.
What's a dog called?
Mm. Like it's like a space thing, like Cosmo or Starlo or something.
Mr. Sprockets is his boss.
Yeah, fuck you, George Jesse. He just presses a button all day.
Yeah, fuck you, George. We work for our money.
It's despicable. Why does he even go in?
Yeah.
They can make a robot to do that.
And they've got fucking robots.
It's absurd that he goes in. It's busy work. It's
like, and he's making sprockets. What the fuck is Sprocket?
I think it's sort of so distinct.
Well, his name is Mr. Sprocket. He works for Mr. Sprocket. It's a sprocket and he makes sprockets.
So maybe a sprocket's not even like a sprocket. Maybe it's like a device he's named after himself.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think it's so dystopic that, like, clearly he doesn't have a real job, George Jetson. He just goes in to press that button because in the future it's like a post-scarcity society and we have to fill our time somehow.
Yeah. But then
he's still under the capitalist yoke.
He must make enough to be. And he has to make enough money to afford a fucking house cleaner robot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Rosie.
Made robot costs
a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck the Jetsons.
Fuck the Jetsons.
And fuck George Jetson.
Yeah, fuck him specifically.
Yeah.
And his boy.
Yeah. Fuck George Jetson. Jane,
his wife.
Yeah.
$1 million.
So I guess the answer after all this was Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. Every other option was bad. And Fembot, which seemed like a bad choice, ended up coming in second.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And Jackson's also been Dr. Evil, Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Fat Bastard. Mm-hmm.
Bender Bending Rodriguez.
Homer Simpson briefly.
Yeah.
Marge for a little bit, too.
Yeah. No.
Bort? I was never bored. Yeah.
How are you solving the skin problem with Rosie?
Chicken, we can put skin on it.
We can put skin.
George?
Yeah.
Just George, fucking we'll put her in a cow. She'll fit in a cow.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.